וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמור, דבר בני ישראל ויקחו לי תרומה מעץ כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי, תקרו את תרומה, וזו יש התרומה אשר תקחו מאיתו, זו וכסף ונחושת. So it says three times תרומה in the parasha. ויקחו לי תרומה מעץ כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי, תקחו את תרומה, וזו יש התרומה. Why it says three times? So Rashi is open on it. Why it says three times? Rashi says, "Amu Rabbi Seinu, give a trumas amuriskan. Echad trumas bekel agulgoyles. Achas trumas amizbeach. Achas trumas amishkan." So it says three times truma. But if you medaktik in the pasuk, it's a poor digdukim here. Look at pasuk base. ויקחו לי תרומה, לי תרומה. And the end of the pasuk, תיקחו את תרומתי. So first it says ויקחו, they will take תרומה. Then it says תיקחו, you take תרומתי. So what are the lashon? ויקחו לי תרומה. And then it's tikhu as trumasi. Why don't say tikhu as trumasi? Zog it tzemach dovin asfardi al pi de medrash. It says the truma has to be, they give the truma, right? They give mishalayim, they give the truma. After they make the nedava already, it becomes to Hashem. Then, even if he doesn't want to give, you could force him to give. So it starts like this. Now of Israel ve'yikhu li truma. Aber ve'yikhu, it means if they want, they give. Li, if they want, mishaloim. Aber after, me'ez kolisha sherimlenu libari, after already it was noidev, tikhu es trumasi, take it in force. Take it in force. And it's trumasi, it's already mine. I'm also going to go back and see Rosh Hashanah. So it starts, ויקחו לי תרומה, מאיזה כל איש אשר יתבנו ליבו, תיקחו את תרומתי. So I said, Sefer Gan Rove, he says, if you look at the Targum Unkelus, he's meramez the whole thing. מלי לבני ישראל, ויפרישון קדומי. What is ויפרישון? בכל גבר דיתרה לי בי תסבון. What is תסבון? Take. So in the beginning is דבר בני ישראל ויפרישו ויקחו לי. They have to give me, not in a force. מאיז כל איש אשר תיבנו לי בוי, בכל גבר דיתרה לי בי תסבון יספרישו סי. So this is Onkelus. Interesting. In Yenis and Benaziel it's punk fakert. מלא לבני ישראל ויסבון קדומה יפרוש עושה, means take, ולא ימעל למוסר תיסבון יספרוש עושה. And don't take it in force. Don't know how you found it in the פסוק. But ממש פקר, תירוש ינסן is very ממש busy here. פסוק זה פשט in them. So פקר, the Unkelus learns, בכל בני ישראל ויקחו לתרומה דבו במפריש, תיקחו תסבון. The Unkelus, the ינסן מזיר says, תסבון יש תרומוסי, ולא ימעל למוסר, אין למוס.
Doesn't the Gemara say that Nediv Libai doesn't mean that he has to give it?
But Nediv
Libai. Nediv Libai doesn't mean that, that he has to give it if it's a Nediv Libai?
No, we call Isha Shah Yidvenu Libai, but after he was Yidvenu Libai, it's Chal already, and now you can take it in force. This is the Unkelus.
So Nediv Libai is enough to make force on
it. Amirosa Legavai, if you decide to give it, Amirosa Legavai, Kim Sirosi Lehadi. Zog the Pasuk again. That one is all you go. Me'ez kol ish. What is kol ish? What is kol ish? So the osameach zok in shechokhme. Only from an ish you could take. From an isha, the halacha is if she's married, you can't take a big thing because maybe your husband is not masculine. So me'ez kol ish. From every man you can take what you want. Kolasha is very liberal. Nashim, a small thing you're allowed to take, a big thing you're not allowed to take.
And the women ran to give their jewelry for the Mishkan. That was
the jewelry is the only thing that belongs to the woman. Her jewelry belongs to her. This is the reason they say, why are you Mekadosh with a ring? The Ma'ase says, Shavu Kesef. Who been Mekadosh with the original? The original is Kesef Alein. So there's a lot of Terutzim. One of the Terutzim, Tzafas Paneach says, because today we do the Kiddushim in the Suim of Asachas. So Masha Konsu Isha Konu Bailo. So if you give a Kesef Kiddushim, it belongs to the husband. So you give her a Tachshit that stays belongs to her, but the husband doesn't own it. Well, it's a pilpul. Look at the pasuk weiter. Va'oyros eilim meudomim. Va'oyros tchoshim. Ve'atzi shitim. So the Rashi, va'oyros eilim meudomim, va'oyros tchoshim. What is tchoshim? Min chayo ve'loy hoyso elo lesho. Was a kind of animal that only exists for the existing time then. Ve'har be'gvarim hoyola, all different. Lekach metargim suzgono, shesos. Why the ungulus makes a targum says gvono? Because his sos umispar begvonim shelo. Look at the targum ungulus herself. So Rashi decides what is sasgvono? He's proud and he goes around. Ooh, I have nice colors. Who told Rashi that this is the pshat in the ungulus? Maybe his name in Aramaic is sasgvono. How Rashi knows that the reason the ungulus decided that his name is Sazgvana because he schwitzes around with his colors. Like one person has the name Mati, one has a Sazgvana. No, when every Targum says a Targum, it says Uma'azi. Uma'azi is easy. Why? Boots. Why Shesh is boots? Because Shesh is boots. In Arabic you say boots, Shesh. Yeah? In English, boots means something else. You can steal it. It's a language, boots. So the world says a Gemara Kipshat. Zog the Drash more like this. Rashi says, Min chayo hoiso veloy hoiso elo lesho. So shall I say, we know Olam HaRishon gave every animal a name. Then, the Raf Lago, all the languages gave a language. If Tachash didn't exist, Bizman Adam HaRishon. So Adam HaRishon never gave it a name. Okay, Hashem gives it a name. Now, it never exists after it. So how in Aramaic they have a name for it? Aramaic never met it. How the Ugnus know the name? So what the Ugnus had to say? Tachash! Like Atoris V'Divri. Yeah, it's famous. The Targum Yonison says, Atoris V'Divri! There's no name, so you say the same thing. So there's no name. So say, Tachash. So Rashi, Min Chayo V'Loi Hoysa Elo L'Sho. L'Kach B'Targim Says Gvono. So how the Targim? Sosum Ispire. The Targim wants to explain us what kind of animal it was. Sosum Ispire Megvonim Shino. The Gemara in Shabbat, who says it? The Medrash Shmuel. I think it's Mamash Niflo. It's one Rashi. The Gemara in Shabbos, Rashi's Mitzayin here, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Chavches, Oymer, Amir, Tachasho, Yomei Moshe, Briya, Bifnei Atzmoy, Fisher, Nizdam, Yomei Moshe, Vasom, Yomei Mishko, Targum, Tanchum, Yomei Moshe, Maise, Nisim, Yomei Moshe, Nivres. Fregne Marashoy, Chidusha, Agodes, and Shabbos, Chavches. As a pasuk in Yecheskel Tezayin, Va'analcho Tachash, I gave you shoes from Tachash. So it's mashma that all the 40 years that you're in the Midbar, va'analcho tachash. They were wearing shoes from tachash. So how you say that was only l'shor? They had tachash the whole 40 years? Zachnu ma'aral tu terutzim. One tells that there's two kinds of tachash. There's a tome and a toy. A tome exists alamol. The toy was only l'fisho. But then we lose the pshat, we said in Rashi, that how Rashi knows the Aramaic. But it says another terrace. They had it for 40 years. But it says, Nalcho libosom al eglecho. So they forget about a better question. If they had all of these animals, why they had to have a bracha that the shoes didn't get torn? They could make new shoes from the animal tachash. The Talmud says that tachash was there and then disappeared. And 40 years they were going with that shoes and the tachash. So fakels was only taki, only then was this that kind of shoe. As one Makasha, the Gemara asked us, we have to speak out because we're living in Yevamos Kuf Beis. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Sandol atofu banitze pishton ikan bechalitza. Shenemar va'anal chotachash. Has to be from leather. The shoe from the chalitza. Frank the Gemara ve'eme tachash. Maybe the shoe has to be from tachash. I wonder, Zach, if tachash doesn't exist, how you have a tzad that the mitzvah is to do chalitza with tachash? So what someone told me, no, maybe they will have to keep it in the machzan. Yeah, I was about an ish. The official of the Torah said, just go off, take off a shoe. But it's a kind of a shoe, so if she doesn't have that shoe, so she puts on the shoe that the Beis Din had. But be'etzem, the Torah spoke in a shoe. If tachash didn't exist, how the Gemara can have a salgadayto that every chalitza has to be from a shoe from tachash? There is the whole mahash where the tachash exists. It's very sure. So what was the list? The list is Zohav, Tcheles, Argomon, Tula Hashemi, Vayus Eli, Mu'udomim, Vayus Choshim, Ve'atzishitim. This time, we spoke about it last time, that the Achoinim say, the thing that was Sameach, why everyone could donate what he wants. And then they will sell it. Some people could do fridges, could do cars, houses, and then basically they will take care of it and sell it and make money. We see for the Mishkan it was not like that. You had to give the items. As today you could donate a car and they will sell it and make money on it. In the Mishkan everyone donated only items that could go into the Beis HaMikdash. Zov, Kesef, Tcheles, Vagom, Antara, Ashoni, Shemen Lamoir, Psalmim L'Shemen HaMishcha V'Lekter HaSasam. So the question is like this, we have a list. Zov, Tcheles, Argomon, Tel Hashoni, Sheish, Izim, Oyos Elim, Udomim, Oyos Choshim, Atzi Shittim, Shemen Lamoir, Psalmim L'Shemen HaMishcha V'Lekter HaSasam. Frank the Das came from Balei HaTesfis. The list here is items that are needed for the building. Zov, Kesef, Nechoishas, Tcheles, V'Argomon. There's no items for korbanos. It doesn't say chitim la menachos, kvosim la korbanos, right? Seiles la menachos. Now we're collecting for building the building. Shemen la moir, psamim le shemen amishcha velekteres asamim. This is items that were served in the Beis Hamikdash. Frei de das keini mebalei ateisves. Lechul, this thing didn't have to be in our list. He says the teretz. And could be what we're going to say, this is what he means. So the Bir, the Hezber, the Oymek Advarim, I heard from Meshver, from Gurvitz, Zayin Gizunt, and Stark, said the Givaldi Givald. This is Emes Lamita. The Briskerov in Klei HaMikdosh says a Yesoid. And all of the Korbonos state in Rambam, Shenitztaveinu Lehakiv Korbon HaPesach, Shenitztaveinu Lehakiv Tomi, Shenitztaveinu Lehakiv Musef, Shenitztaveinu Lehakiv Shnealechem Beshevuas, שנצטווינו באסירי בבוי ביום קיפר לאסו ישאיל ופר שנצטווינו we do it and the Kohanim do it. So why says נצטווינו? We're in charge and the Kohanim will do it. It's a mitzvah and klal Yisrael. In two places the Rambam says שנצטווו הכהנים שנצטווינו נצטווינו לאסם לחם הפוני שנצטבו הכהנים להדליק המנוירו שנצטבו הכהנים להקטיר קטירס. You could look in Sefer HaMitzvahs starting in Mitzvah Chofches running down to Mitzvah Nunhei נצטבינו לסדר לחם הפונים נצטבינו להקריב תומיד נצטבינו להקריב מוסף נצטבו הכהנים להדליק המנוירו נצטבו הכהנים להקטיר קטירס. Zokt the Briskerov that is Cholik B'Yosei that these two mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs. All of the korbanos that we serve Hashem, the Kohanim do it b'shlichas. Menoira and Ketoiras is not only serving Hashem. Menoira and Ketoiras, the purpose of Menoira and Ketoiras is, it's a part of the house of Hashem. The Mishkan needs, for being a fulfilled Mishkan, it needs a Menoira and a Ketoiras. We know that a king has Menorah Doilekes, Shulchan Mutza, Vekteres Mukteres Lefonov. Go into a house, have nice smell and light. The Gemara says, Chila Oiro Utzarich, Eina Tzarich La Oiro. The Tzura of the Beis Hamikdash is light, lighting inside, shining. The Kohanim are the ones that are in charge on Mishmeres HaKodesh, right? They have to be in charge on Mishmeres HaKodesh. So, chutz from the Korbanos, the Kohanim are in charge on Mishmeres HaKodesh, that will be a Menorah Doilekes, Kteres Mukteres. B'meile, Shemen Lamoir and Kteres Asamim is a part of the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a part of the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in the Moir and the Vuchim brings down that all the things that a person does, every mitzvah, what if a person is an oynes and he can't do the mitzvah? Never. Well, the Rambam is a Nebach, but he stays a Jew. Chutz from two things that if a person doesn't do, he doesn't stay a Jew. Torah and Tefillah. Torah, he's not a person if he doesn't daven. Shneim ha-mavez ha-odom, v'ani Tefillah. Torah, shneim ha-machshartoi, miramantoi, migadlosoi. These two things that the Rambam of a person, even if he's an oynes, but he's not a shape of a Yid if he doesn't daven. He's not a shape of a Yid if he doesn't learn Torah. This is the tzura of a yid. This is the shape of a yid. In Rambam state, that all of the things, everyone knows the song, B'levavi Mishkan Evne, the person is mechuvan keneged Beis HaMikdash. Every aver and every mitzvah that a person does is keneged the Beis HaMikdash. Tefillah is keneged, v'ani eko in tefillah sikteres lefonecho, masas kapa min chaserev. Tikkun Tefillah Sikteres Lefanecha. Torah? Uri, what is Torah?
Menorah.
Menorah? Aroi Tzeleh Achim? Yadrim. Kiner Mitzvah? V'Torah? Torah and Tefillah is connected to Menorah and Kteres. Beis HaMikdash, we said, with all the Korbanos, it's a Beis HaMikdash. Without the Menorah, without the Kteres, felt in the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing the other. Without Tefillah and Torah, felt in the tzura of the other. The Shmei said the pasuk is medugda kazevik imin choyma. Look in the pasuk gimel running to vav. V'zayis atruma asher tikhu zav vechesef unechoshus utcheles ve'argmon ve'zila hashani ve'sheish ve'izim ve'roisim ve'rois ve'choshim ve'atzeishetim shemen lamoir. Why it stopped? Because be'etzem it's not a part of the building. But we need it to the building because this is mashim the tzur of the building, like we say. The what we said, what?
To write it, tefillos k'teres.
V'ani tefillos k'teres lefonecho masas kapa min chaserev. You said in Kippur Kodem yesterday, you would know. V'ani tefillos k'teres lefonecho masas kapa min chaserev. Something like that, Rory?
I don't know,
I know you said it. This time he also said it.
Sure, we'll say that again.
So when I spoke it out once somewhere, someone showed me that there's a Gemara in Brachos that's very gishmak. Gemara in Brachos says, "Eilem isurim shel ahava, eilem isurim shel ahava, kol she'ein bohem bitul toira v'bitul tefila." Person can't do mitzvahs because he has isurim. But if he can't daven or he can't learn, it's not Yisurim Shel Ahava, because this is the Tzura of the Yid.
Why does it have
daven
shame and
have
the
Mulmos?
So then,
what? So Avni Shem and Avni Miluim be'etzem war chelik from the Kelim. So he has a whole hesbel. Why the Avonim Take and why it came before? We have to see later in the Pesukim. When they did it, we'll see. When they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, if I remember right, Atat Tzave.
Psalm L'Shem Ramishra is part of Kfei Zatamim?
What?
What's the Psalm L'Shem Ramishra?
Psalm we need for two Zach. Shem Ramishra to Moshech and the Kteres Asam.
So once you do the Kteres Asam.
says, if you look in Parshas Vayakel, it says everything they bought. So the attack, it says they bought the Avani before, it's a boy, it's a Shem El Amoyer, and a Shem El Amishcho. Lamed Hei, was it Chofov, Chof Zayin, and Chof Ches. It says the Avani Shoyam really before the Shem El Amoyer. So it's another whole Hezbe, how it fits with the Pesukim. So, Reb Leib Grubitz said, "Lefi them, it's very gishmak." Chazal say, "She'aron niskane b'nesiyusu shelo litzah." Aaron, after all the nesim and ba'alo yischol, everyone break the korbanos. Says that Aaron was mekane. V'yemer Hashem la'aron shelcho godlu she'ato meiti v'zaneiros. The question is, he was jealous. All the nesim brought the korban Chanukah Sabayis, and he's the only one that didn't bought. Hashem told him, "Shelcho godlu she'ato meiti v'zaneiros." What's the answer? Teretz says, they told him, you every day are doing Chanukah Sabayis. Without the menorahs, this can be some Mikdash. He didn't tell him, you could, everyone has a kashid, or he's showing him, tell him, you do Yom Kippur. Yeah. Yom Kippur is only Kan Godel, you do Yom Kippur. No, this is a Kobel, I'm representing everyone, it's not me. They told him, yeah, but you will be made to some Eros. I mean, this is Negi attacking to you. Ve'osu limikdash v'shochanti b'chaseicha. We'll start from the first, prosecute. Ve'osu oroin atzei shiti. I'm sure you know the parasha already by heart. So we're holding a prosecute, it's ve'osu oroin. Now look in prosecute zayin, ve'osisa kapoires. Look in prosecute lamed aleph, ve'osisa menei razov. Look in prosecute chav gimel, ve'osisa shulchan. Prosecute lamed zayin, ve'osisa sneroiseo. Why here it says Ve'osu? Frag the kasha from the das came in Bale Ateisves Ve'osu Orim, Bekuluksi Ve'osiso, Vikanksi Ve'osu, Shehatoil Chayovim Li Sasek by Mifnei Kovalateire, Vikalvi Choimel Talmidei Chachomim, Shemneirom Mitzuvim Lasos Melachtom, Kedei Lechabdom. Everyone has to mechaber kavodat Torah. The idea of kavodat Torah is not enough that five people are dancing in the achlasa sefer Torah. Everyone has to go to do it, and all the kelim betzalel could represent us. And the oroin, we have to do it ourselves. The Ramban says more than that. Sheyelchu kulam v'yasku bo shekulam yisku leTorah. Echod is nalev klizov, echod la oroin, o yazor le bezalel meat, o yechav la kavones. I say, b'shtei that big yesoid. And Torah is not enough that a person will say, you know, I'm Torah. Everyone has to learn Torah. And the Torah, everyone had to have a part. And all the other mitzvahs, you give money to the Gemara, you give money to Gerem Hashmi, it's Svartik. And Torah, the Osu. Everyone had to be mishtadol in Asiyas HaMishkan, in Asiyas HaTorah. Look the Pasuk. It's about the mitzvah. Pasuk, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. V'osiso badei atzei shitim, v'tzipiso oisom zo, v'heveiso es abadim bataboes. Pasuk tizvov. Bataboes ha'orin iyu abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. It's a veda to pull out the sticks from the rings. And all the other kelim, when it parks, you pull out the sticks. And the oroin, the halacha is, betaboes haoroin iyu abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. Betaboes haoroin iyu abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. They're not allowed to take it out. What could be so bad? Not allowed to take it out? We know, it says later in the parasha, that in all the kelim, the mass of the kelim, they carried it on a golas. And the oroin, it says, bakotef yiso. They have to carry it on the shoulders. They can't put it on a wagon, they have to carry it on the shoulders. Chazal said by David HaMelech, you know, when he took back the oroin, so he took it on a wagon. and it started to slip and he catched it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Uziyo. Vayifrat Hashem Peretz bo Uziyo. Moses says, why it happened? Moses says, Omar in Tehillim it says, Zmirois hoyu lichukecho bebeis migurai. The Torah was like a zemer. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le David, 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 ata oimer zmirois chayecho. שאני משכיח לך בדובר שאפילו תינוי קישל בשרה במיידי מויסר. I'll make you to forget something that even the kids know. שנמר מכות אפי סאו. Gemara says this will happen, Gemara in Soido, when he took the Orim back from Beis Oyved, for the Plishtim, he took it in a wagon, and the man and Hashem killed Peretz Uziyahu. It's like the Dovid Povarsky. So the whole period, Dovid had to forget this pasuk, that he had to carry the Orim on the shoulders. David says, Zmiro Yisrael Lechakecha. The Torah is easy. You know, hard for me to learn Yevamos. I'll find something easy. The Torah is easy. I want to have it easy. Yeah? Tainis. I want to have it easy. You want to have it easy? Chayecha, you will forget a pasuk. Makot Efiso. Torah is on the shoulders. But maybe he forgot to carry the oil on the shoulders. Hashem specially gave a mitzvah on the Torah. Bakotef Yisrael. Zmir Yisrael Lichukecho. You will forget the pasuk. Bakotef Yisrael. B'meile. B'taboyes abadim iyu ha'orin. Abadim lo yosu. Taboyes ha'orin iyu abadim lo yosu. Mimenu Hashem wants the orin. The whole time when you come into the Mizamigdash, look at it. This keli, you carry it with the badim. You don't take out the badim. This is the way to carry it. The body madir, it's ready for carried. This is the tzura. It's more from that. And all the other kelim, it doesn't say the vase at body mataboyes. Look a second. You'll give me your base. Well, since the vase is a body mataboyes. Okay, we finish the orin. We'll go to them in the shulchan. What it says, v'osisa v'arbata boys, v'osisa sabanim in the shulchan is chovov and chovches. It doesn't say to put him inside. Here was a deed to put him inside. Okay, it's pashut. Because if it's an issur to take them out, then I know this is the tzura of the keli. The oil comes with the carrying. The shulchan pagel, it's not nice when it's parking to have the sticks on. Now it's parking. The oil, this is the chavtz of the oil. The tabor is about him. I said the gemaldik is ach. I don't know if you know. Maybe you know, laser. You know the oil was heavy when they carried it or not? How much weight do you think it had? Was it heavy or light?
All the
nice and
light.
The Gemara says, Ha'oroin, noises, noisov. And the oil you come, you carry it. It's not even heavy, it picks you up. This is the way in Torah. You start to honor the Torah, but in that minute the Torah carries you. But again, if you don't carry, you put it in the wagon, it will kill you. It's not the way. Look for easy ways, it's not Torah. Abel, you have to work hard. You have to try to carry it. And then the organ is nice as nice. But I added a knitch. It's a gemara in Broches. A gemara is a gemara in Bebasra Dafches. לגמור הסיסטה ונכחו אם הם צריכים שמירו שנאמר והם תוקו לרגלךו יסו מדבריסךו והם תוקו לרגלךו. לגמור הסיסטה אלו תלמידי חכומים שמקטתים רגלום מעיר לעיר וממדינה למדינה ללמוד תאיר. אז תלמידי חכומים והכל תוקו והם תוקו לרגלךו יסו מדבריסךו. הוא אומר, הוא תוקו לרגלךו אלו תלמידי חכומים שמקטתים רגלום מעיר לעיר וממדינה למדינה ללמוד תאיר. I remember once when I was a kid, I sent a letter to Talmid Chochem. Chmon HaRav HaGoyim, Rav Tuku. He sent me back, what do you want from me? What I did, he called me Tuku. It's a Gemara in Bubas, and Avches, and I'm Tuku L'Rag Mecho. Elu Talmid Chochem, the name of Talmid Chochem is a Tuku. So man, I written you, Lichvon HaRav HaGoyim, Rav Tuku. Because you don't know a Gemara, you have tainus on me. And I said, now Tagi Gureis, you don't know the Gemara. I will show you a Tuku. Rav Tuku. So why take it and a chorma called tuku? Hopefully one day you will call tuku.
Teiku.
What? Teiku. Not teiku, toku. It was a chof and a kuf. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a chof and a kuf. Yeah. So why not? The Torah says, the Gemara says, "Have you goyel l'mokum teira?" The Gemara wants to give a name to Tamid Chachomim. Harav Goyen Harav Tuku. Why Tamid Chachomim call Harav Goyen Harav Tuku? Tzvi. Why you call Harav Tuku? Because the major Tamid Chachomim is that they have springs on their feet. They're jumping from place to place, right? Mekatnim raglom till we give them a name, a nickname, Tuku. Harav Tuku. Having goyel l'mokum teira. State that the secret to become a Tamid Chachomim is not when you reserve. If you lay back. No, no chance. Tamid Chacham is the guy that jumps from here to here to there. He has a kashi, he comes here, he has a kashi, he goes there. El tumul tzach. This is the Tamid Chacham. The layback, it's a steal Tamid Chacham. Have you goyel l'mokum teira? This is the chefza, he jumps, it's safer. He goes to the oyitzah, he goes, no, no, kashi, okay, I'll look at Rashi inside, okay, it doesn't make a difference. Mishkan tuku. And the secret of Tamid Chacham is a tuku. Masai tikanu pshat. This is the reason the Oren has to have the body. The chest of the Torah is ready to carry the whole time, ready to move. If Chazal could feel that the name of Tamid Chacham is a mobile, is a mover, is a carrier, this is the way, tuku. So the way of the tzur of the Oren is two sticks, ready to move. For the same purpose that it's called. I saw Chakire, in the Sefer, Alit Zion, this Sefer, Take Oach Kos, and Tefer to the Mechaber. When I went into Masifta the first year, I remember I made almost a shvuah in my heart to give him a nekama. I came into the Masifta, I was a young kid, 12 years old, 12 plus. And he started to, he was saying shir, he said a lot of mefoshim. I was not exactly writing it down. Yeah. Because he was saying, he said, "Mr. Kaplan, I see you're not taking notes. Please take notes." I took one line. He said, "Okay, we're not carrying on shir till Mr. Kaplan will take notes." For me, it was very hard to take notes. Notes was not my strong point. I tried to rely on my memory more. I remember when the memory was yearning for me. I got white and yellow and all different colors, red, different colors, tachash. And then I made a promise that when I'll be big, I'll put him in his place. B'schus that, I started to write. I written Sfarim, I written Chidushim. Every shir before I say, I write every word. So the first sefer that I took out, I came, actually then he lost his wife, cancer, a lot of tzoros, I don't know where he is even today. Life didn't go for him there. Melam Hazar didn't look going to him the right way. Suffered a lot. But I went to his house and I knocked on the door and I told him, "This is my nekama, my first sefer, and Yisrus." So he was mechaber a small little sefer. It's called Eli Tzioi, the Oris Al Teira. And in that sefer he has a chakir. The issue of Meitzi is abadim, only if you take out both Yoreke or even if you take out one. He's medayik in the Rambam that you like it. The Rambam says, "When izorim shelo yishom et abadim in ataboes, shamasir echo min abadim in ataboes loike. Shenema bataboes haorin iyu abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. Shamasir echo min abadim." Shtei mefurash in Rambam, shtei ben hakira. Now the shaila is, how much rings you have to take it out to be over? One or two? What if you take it out from one ring, but it's hanging on in one ring?
Can't carry it.
And Loshem HaRambam is, Amesir bad echod min ataboes loike. Masha from one ring, you're not over. He's medayik in Loshem HaPosuk. The taboes ha'orim yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. Had to be mimeno, from the ring. Mimenu goes on the orin. So if it's in one ring, it's in the orin yet.
So
this one he's medayik in Lomis. So first you don't ask kashas from Lomnus to Musa, Mati. Although, because Mati asked, we'll answer what I want to really say. It tells us, we see, if a person stays connected to learning one Seder, Epis, he's not menatic yet. If he takes out the Badim, he parks, no chance. But if he stays connected, one ring, Romela then is not like it. Taka, the Isur is to complete. says in the pasuk, "Vaseh keruv." And pasuk chof. So pasuk yudches says, "Vasisu shnei keruvim." Vaseh keruv echad mikotzem mizeh, vekeruv echad mikotzem mizeh. Pasuk chof, "Vahoyu akeruvim poyr sich nofaim lemalo." Upneim ish elochiv. The question is why, and everything it says "vaseh." Why here doesn't say "vaseh kruvim"? Why it doesn't say "vaseh kruvim"? Seichim bekanfeim ish elochiv. Why it doesn't say that you have to make them? So the Mefoshim want to say Givaldik Epshat, that all the other thing it says to do. Here the Gemara says in Baba Basra that when Ein Oisim Ratzeinu Shel Mokoyim, they turned over. Right? They were not looking one on each other. When the Oisim Ratzeinu Shel Mokoyim, they were. Shasa Chuba, they were not stuck together. So if it would be Aloche, Ve'aseh Kruvim Ish Alochiv. This would, so in the middle of the Ein Oisim Ratzeinu Shel Mokoyim, we would have to chop them to build them up. So maybe this says to do. The Hayu, that's where then this was really, with wheels, Chles. It moved. So look at the Rashbam, and the Rashbam is Meramizit. Lema'alo lezad Roshayim. Ufneim bishalochim, shezehu, ala enzak apoyosi, ufneim. It's not so easy to go quickly through. Finish with one revolt. Chafrei Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vosiso Menoir Azov Toir, Mikshu Tasa Menoir. Sagt Rashi, Vosiso Menoir Azov Toir. It says in the pasuk, "Vosiso Menoir Azov Toir, Miksho Teose Amenoir." What is Teose Amenoir? Sagt Rashi, "Shelo Yaase Lochem Teose Amenoir Meileo." Lefi Shoyom Moshe Miskash Boy, Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ashleches Hakikor Loir. V'inasis me'oleo. Lekach lo yinichtav ta'ase. It's hard for Moshe to do it. So lekach lo yinemar ta'ase. Te'ose. Who's done me'ela? Look in Pasuk Mem. In Rashi. Ma mishver. V're'ei ve'ase. Magit shenizkah shem Moshe me'maisa me'noiro. Ad she'hiro la'kudosh boruch hu me'noiro shalesh. But anyway he didn't do it. He threw it into the fire. So why Hashem had to show him Menoir Shalesh? V'rei v'aseh. So I'm resolving that if Moshe, first Moshe has to understand. Because if Moshe doesn't understand, so felt in Kabbalah Tateh. But Pasha's Niskash and Moshe v'aseh as a Menoir means, that's one pshat. What? But I'm not going to hand up shot. For sure he threw it into the fire. But if he doesn't understand what he's doing, So when he's throwing into the fire, it's not called that he's doing the menorah. If he knows what he's trying to do, and like this, if you hang the hammer and it comes out, you meant to do it. Hashem said here, if you throw it into the fire, this will come out. So maybe he's throwing it in the fire, and this is the way he's doing this menorah.
First he started.
Now what the apes to show them, and then go. So if you start, the apes will rescue, and you start.